from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a six-year-old boy who drowned Monday in a swimming pool on the first day of camp in Burlington County has been identified by authorities as Michael Stewart, a rising first grader in the Lumberton School District, according to NJ.com reports. The little boy was found unresponsive in the pool at Liberty Lake Day Camp in Mansfield just before 2 p.m. and was pulled out by a lifeguard, according to the Burlington County Prosecutor's Office. Camp workers performed CPR. The boy was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The camp owner tells 6ABC Action News he is saddened and filled with grief, but also defended criticism of the decision to open camp on Tuesday, saying he wanted to provide normalcy for campers and staff. An investigation into the drowning is ongoing. Two women caught hoarding over 170 animals in a gut-wrenching living condition have reached a plea deal with prosecutors.
Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer said Tuesday that Michelle Nix and Amy Lonczak each pleaded guilty to two counts of animal cruelty. Lonczak, who lived with Nix, also pleaded guilty to child neglect for forcing her 16-year-old daughter to live there, where animals were packed on top of each other and stewed in their waste. Prosecutors will ask for 364 days in Ocean County jail at their sentencing on August 16th. Authorities are also requesting community service and a lifetime ban on owning or working with animals. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Federal authorities have arrested a New York man for a scam that targeted grandparents in New Jersey. The U.S. prosecutor says 39-year-old Anthony Valdez operated the scam with a call center in the Dominican Republic. Scammers telling grandparents in New Jersey their grandchildren were in trouble and needed money. Valdez acted as a courier, prosecutors say, and collected the money from scam victims. We're in the middle of tick season in New Jersey, and it's an active one. Lori White with Bite Back Tick and Mosquito Control in Morganville says you can limit your risk by maintaining your yard, remove brush and leaves, and avoid having tall grass.
Because they actually sit on the end of the blades of grass and they wait to attach to someone or something.
This year alone, New Jersey has recorded about 700 emergency department visits because of ticks. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Steamy and stormy returns today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Let's run through some heat safety rules since it's been three whole days since our last dose of horrendous heat and humidity. Avoid strenuous outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day, which is now through this afternoon. Dress in light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. Stay extra hydrated. Take frequent breaks from the heat. Air conditioning is your friend. We're looking at highs in the lower to mid-90s today. The heat index may exceed 100 degrees. You'll find a little bit of relief at the shore with periods of sun and clouds and a stiff breeze. Now, the other big story today, scattered strong thunderstorms coming into play this evening. Could be some downpours and gusty winds out there. Low temperatures fall to around 70. After a lingering shower early on tomorrow, we should clear to sunshine. Not as hot, not nearly as humid tomorrow. Highs come down to the mid-80s. Sunny and dry Friday, highs around 80 degrees. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights is 78, Manalapan is 81, Salem is 82. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvement. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Fencing, decking, roofing, and more. Surround yourself with the best. Visit buycarls.com. That's BYCARLS.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.